Welcome.
Close to my comics.
No.
No.
All right.
Anyways.
Welcome to Talking Comics.
Yes, sir.
104. As you can see, we are not in our studio. We are in Wilkesboro at the moment. It's spring break. So we're hanging out on spring break. We come to Wilkesboro to visit a friend, visit a comic shop, visit your favorite store, Key City. But you know what the benefit of this one is?
What?
We can hide. It's been a while.
Oh, we gotta make it up.
We gotta make it up.
Yeah.
All right. We can high five.
This episode needs to be called High Five.
Okay, it'll be the high five episode. That's the one downside to our studio, the way it's set up, is we can't high five each other.
I missed it.
Don't forget.
I can printing for all your printing needs and use code TCP10 to get 10% off on all of your orders at Amped Comics.
There you go, you nailed it. So let's see, what have we done this week? It's been spring break for you.
Break?
You did, all right, so we did the convention, Oak City Comic Con, last weekend.
Yeah.
We sold 11 copies.
We sold
11 comics and a sticker pack and a print. You know what I don't have with me that I want? I don't think I have one. I made one, but I don't think I brought it. Anyway, so we did the convention, met some cool people, saw some cool people I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. There's some awesome pictures on our socials about it. And we had a good time. We met a bunch of people.
Got third place.
She got third place in the cosplay convention. So that's awesome. Not stuff that day. Just met some cool people, sold comics, we made it happen. It was a lot of fun. What was your favorite part of that day?
Cosplay.
They had a bunch of cosplayers there, so that was cool.
Yeah, watching the adult cosplay contest was cool.
Yep. So then we went to Sunday. I don't think we did much. We recovered.
Yep.
I worked a couple days, but it's your spring break, so we took a couple days off. We're just up here, and then we're going to eventually get to Greenville, South Carolina by Saturday to go to South Carolina Comic-Con. So at the moment, we're just attending. We don't have a booth or anything. Maybe if there's a no-show, we might sneak in. We'll see. I do have to get back on Sunday, so I don't know how it'll work. So we'll play that by ear and
we'll see.
But we're also going to visit some family or some friends while we're here and there. So that's going to be cool. And we'll have a recap. All the best part about this trip is I'm going to get to meet Colin in person.
Yeah.
We are.
Person trip.
We're going to get to meet Colin Hawkins, who did the Enough Said books, who did the four homage covers.
And got so many points.
And he got so many points on the podcast. Yeah, he's been on twice. So we'll definitely have him back again, too. So he's talking about us.
Probably.
We get to meet them, and there are going to be other people that we've had on the podcast that we're going to be able to meet in person this weekend. So looking forward to that. It's official. We are finally approved for the Cherry City Con in Traverse City, Michigan. So we will be there Memorial Day weekend for the 3-day event and have a booth. So how awesome is that?
It's worth the high five.
It's worth the high five.
Yep.
So we can go over our weekly polls. You want to go first?
No.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So my weekly pulls this week, I got the Silent Mission G.I. Joe Crimson Guard, the Immortal Thor number 9. Yep, for Immortal Mortal. Mortal number.
Immortal sport because he can't die or he can die.
It's pretty good. That looks like Kingpin.
Cool cover.
Yeah, it's a cool cover. The Twilight Zone number 6.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Cover like the black and white.
And then I got the Dick Tracy number 16. I got the A and B cover. I like both of those
I like
covers.
that one.
Yeah, that B cover's pretty sick.
Incognito.
Yeah, but they're both pretty good. So, Dick Tracy's big fan. That's all I got this week. Yeah, do you want to go over your weekly pulls? There we go.
Make sure not touch the bottom.
Oh, jeez.
The puppets new no,
The Muppets?
the Muppets New Org.
Eeyore? Nori? Eeyore?
It's New Org.
Number two.
Number two. Okay. Supergirl number 12. Cool cover. I got one. Same Supergirl number 12. That's a
Different cover.
that's a good one.
Yep.
And then today we went to Cub.
Comic Empire.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
It is where it all started.
And they sponsored us. We got Rogue number 3.
Yeah, Rogue number 3. And she didn't get to go with me on Wednesday at the shop. So
Because
yesterday,
I was roller skating.
she was roller skating. So
Yeah.
at the shop today, she saw this, so we picked it up. Yeah, so what's next? I got to check the script. I didn't print a script, so I'm using my phone. I'm cheating. What did you read this week?
One thing, but I'm not gonna say that. Scoop.
Okay.
Well, I read Daredevil, or I read part of Daredevil. I didn't get to finish it.
I didn't get to finish it either.
Number one, because I read those on the way to the convention Saturday.
Yep.
So that's all I read this week.
I am continuing my journey in the mystery of the Mighty Thor. I read 195. I have my phone right here. Why don't I just look? I can tell you real quick what I read. I read 198 last night. Two to 198. I've read
Gave
this week.
them all four stars.
I did. Well, no, 192 got 3.5. I don't remember. So yeah, I read those. I've still got to do some reading. One day I will get caught up reading. Yeah, that's what I read. What's the favorite one you read this week? How was the Daredevil, which you read
What
so far?
I read, it's pretty good. It was a nice introduction.
Awesome.
It was like
Which one of these are you looking forward to?
it's number one because I have the first one.
Oh, okay. You got to read it. They had Muppet blind bags. They were $12 for one comic. I was like, no, not gonna do it. Favorite one I read. The one I read last night, 198, was really good because Odin died, but he didn't. So that was,
Don't spoil it.
it's clutch.
Actually, there are lots of spoilers in this podcast. If you don't want spoilers, then don't watch it.
Wow.
Or watch it anyways, because
Exactly. Watch it anyways.
Panel Pete, the Chronicles of Panel Pete is out now. You need to read that like right now. It's amazing.
Clearly.
The Kickstarter actually ended.
2 hours ago, our Kickstarter ended. It funded. I got a couple emails. They said they're going to send me some more emails over the next couple days to get everything set up, ready to go. So thank you all for did back the Kickstarter. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We're gonna fulfill those orders as soon as that money comes in, and we're gonna change everything over to be live on the website. So if you missed out on the Kickstarter, that's okay. You can now go to talkincomics.com.
Go to talkincomics.com. Talk in, not talking. Just correct. Delete the G.
Just delete the G.
Uh-huh. No.
So you can order it now on the website. There's all the stickers are there.
Definitely get stickers,
sticker packs, and the comics are all there. So you can get her cover in the exclusive bundle deal, which is severely discounted at $50 for 7 comics.
That saves you a whole $20.
It does. It's actually like $23, almost $24. So the cover price. So you can do that. Awesome. Well, did you watch anything or play anything this week? We played some Minecraft. Among Us. You've been on an Among Us kick. Fortnite. We played a little Fortnite. And then I played Slay the Spire Tuesday night, which was awesome. My friend Jamie, because he was out of town last week, so I didn't get to play anything with him, so I played with him this week. And yeah, that was about it. Did you play anything else? Watch anything special? We need to go see the Mario movie. Maybe next week after school, maybe we'll go see it. And then, yeah. And then I did pick us up a couple more blind bags. You want to open one? I'll work on opening one too. Because they're a little too crazy to open.
I like Pokemon packs.
Huh?
Oh, they don't even split. Okay. Oh, wait, they do.
Do they? Do. Oh.
I do.
All right, well, since I open mine first, let's see. Are you ready?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Do we? I don't know which one it is, but that's the small existing. They're doing Daredevil. A man without fears.
Okay.
I like that one. Sketch cover. I can't see it. Okay. That's the... I think I pulled that one in the store because I bought 5 and I opened one in the store. And I pulled that one. He's like, I'll give you another blind bag for it. Because apparently a lot of people want that one. Is that... Daniel, let's look on the inside. I don't know if it has a breakdown. The actual covers. It doesn't.
What our comic has.
Yeah, our cover. I have a cover gallery in the back of my comic. I'm not sure. I think it's. Is it Daniel?
So a lot of people want this.
So yeah, I think a lot of people wanted this cover.
Did you get another blind bag?
Yeah, so I bought another one.
What'd you get that?
I didn't buy. Just the peach cover. And I guess, again, I have my phone here. I did look it up. I am not like I'm, you know. Damn. All right, this is the Daniel Warren Johnson cover that apparently a lot of people like and are after. So, that's cool. The other one that we just pulled is the Dan Eliason cover. All right. Here you go. We got 2 each to open. So, well, the other one's split, but this one is not. Yeah.
It's really small.
Yeah, it's really thin.
I have Pokemon packs in the car.
Let's take that.
We should have brought this open.
All right, you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you get another Daniel? No, you got the same one that I got first.
Cool. Right,
let's see what I got. They do smell good. It's a Daniel Warren Johnson cover. So we got 2 of the same ones. We just opened the opposite of, I swear I didn't rewind this and flip it. Maybe we can take these and get 2 more blind bags.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So there you go. We got flying bags. Oh gosh,
Moon?
yes. I was, that's what I said I forgot earlier. I don't think I have a copy with me. But one of the things we got at the convention or saw at the convention, and we'd seen it before because you remember Jazz Illustrates who we
Yes.
had on? She had them, right? That's the cooler just dropped some ice. She had the little zine mini comics. And we saw some again at this convention. And we were looking at the, I was like, yeah, we can make these, you know, we could just, so I was showing her how to, like, we could fold it and cut it. And I made, you know, blank and I handed it to her and she was got so excited, ran to the craft room. And I mean, it wasn't an hour later, I don't think. She came back with a fully complete 8-page comic, illustrated, written. It was awesome. So it's called Panel Pete Goes to the Moon. And we won't spoil it, but it's
She
hilarious.
goes to space, as you might have
Well,
thought.
yeah. With the whole Artemis stuff, we've been on this moon kick. So, yeah, so she made a complete comic. I'll put it for sale on the website next week. And maybe we'll show it off next week when we're back in the studio. So that was, yeah, that was fantastic. All right, guess what time it is? Question time.
It's question time. Do do do.
Yeah.
Oh, I made a theme song for Mighty Pete.
Yeah, go ahead. Sing the Mighty Pete theme song.
Mighty Pete, yeah, he's Mighty Pete. He's gonna protect. Wait, hold on. Okay, yeah, I'm done with that.
He's going to protect you.
He's gonna protect
Love it. All right.
It's question time for. And I sometimes ask him questions. Do 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 do.
Do, do, do.
It's question time.
Yeah. We're gonna do, she wanna do some Catwoman trivia. So again, on my phone. But what is Catwoman's real name?
Selena Kyle.
You're good. Which comic book company publishes Catwoman?
DC.
You're good. What is Catwoman's primary occupation?
Is that
It's her job.
she's a bird.
Captain. Yeah.
As
Catwoman's first appeared in which comic issue?
was it about Angle?
Yep.
Was someone who's playing the Maker?
Nope. It was in 1940. Batman number one, 1940. Who created Bat Catwoman? You get one of them. There's two people credited.
And they look the entire be cool.
Sure. Bill Finger and Bob Kane.
Bob Kane looked.
Which Batman villain is Catwoman most romantically linked to?
Villain?
No, romantically linked to. Which Batman villain is Catwoman? It is Batman, but I don't understand why it says why Batman villain is Catwoman. Batman's not a villain, is he? What is the name of Catwoman's frequent feline companion?
Oh wait, what's her cat's name?
As much as you love cats.
It's a black cat, I know. That would be cool. Black cat, and the black cat is actually the character in the black cat.
That'd be crazy. It's Isis.
Isis, that's what it was.
Which actress played Catwoman in Batman Returns in 1992?
Uma Thurman.
No? She would have made a good a Catwoman, but it was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That's it.
Who portrayed Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises in 2012?
It's betrayed.
Who, what was the actress' name?
What was the girl's name?
Anne Hathaway. All right, in Batman 2022, who played Selina Kyle? Batman 2022.
And
It was Zoe Kravitz. All right. So if you want to look at this and do the this or the this or that.
Okay. Classic purple suit or black leather suit?
Black leather.
Correct. Hero or villain?
Five. Hero.
Okay. Now I vote for them. Gotham rooftops or high iron heist?
I enticed it.
Whip or claws?
A whip. Right.
Okay, solo operation or Bat Family Alley?
What was the second one?
Batman Family Alley or Bat Family Alley?
Bat Family.
Okay, Batman or Freedom?
Batman or Freedom?
Says Batman.
Oh, like can, with Batman or single. Freedom.
Comic version or movie version?
Movie version all day.
Okay. Stealth or combat?
Stealth.
Anti-hero or full rogue?
Full on rogue.
Okay. Gotham City Knights or International Thief?
International what?
Thief.
Thief? We go to International Thief.
I don't even know how many I have.
That was 8 out of 10. That's the best this or that performance ever. I want to thank T.S. Luther for the inspiration. Many. Jeez. I want to thank T.S. Luther for the inspiration many episodes ago, to, give me the opportunity to come back like this and have a performance that's just, clutch in such a,
Okay, your
situation.
turn. I made up some.
Oh, God.
Catwoman or Thor?
Thor.
Correct. Okay, yeah. You got 0 points.
You could do that. Do you want to keep that going? Like, you say Catwoman or Thor, I pick Thor, and then you say Thor or something. Just keep that going for a minute.
Or Mighty Pete.
Mighty Pete.
Mighty Pete. Good.
Mighty Pete.
Okay, Mighty Pete or the launch lady.
That's tough. I won't play this anymore.
Mighty
IDP.
Pete. Mighty Pete or new stuff. Good.
Mighty Pete.
It's easy to beat Mighty Pete. Mighty Pete or Thor.
Mighty Pete.
Mighty Pete or Harley Quinn.
Mighty Pete.
Yep, get out.
Yeah, nothing's gonna beat Mighty Pete
Okay,
for me right now.
Pamela.
Mighty Pete.
Yeah, Pamela made the same
Well, yeah, but I like Mighty Pete. Mighty Pete's awesome.
Pamela. Mighty Pete or My Pete?
Mighty Pete.
Mighty Pete or My Pete?
Mighty Pete.
Mighty Pete or My Pete? That's on my cover and Bill.
Now, okay, I tell you what, I will give you the Moon Pete would be Mighty Pete.
Happy Gus Lemon, full comic.
Will be available next week on the website.
Yes.
It'll be cheap, be like a dollar or two, a couple bucks. But it was amazing. We'll do a digital copy too for like a dollar, and then a physical for like two. Sound good? Well, that's episode 104, the high five episode.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week. Remember, like, subscribe, comment,
Question
all that fun stuff.
time.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey. your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.